This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
I've been your Raj.
Producer is Christine Wong. We're with you for about another 25 minutes. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, 0187-89-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. We're asking you a question as to whether or not should homeowners be held accountable for digital piracy. That's our question. We've got a poll running. What are the numbers on the poll, please, Arv?
Yeah, so 45% yes, 41% no, and 14% never heard of it.
This is if you've used or thought of using an Android TV box. Don't be shy. Put your numbers in there. We'll find out. We've had some messages via WhatsApp as well. Ords, what have we got?
This one is from Ikwan from Rawang, who says, as a designer in the creative industry, I really don't agree with the Android box. I am still using Astro because it's legal to watch what I want, and I pay the content provider and all the people in the creative industry. That's from Ikwan. Moving on, this is from Hazik Tajuddin, who says, cheapest will always be the best option for users. It's a simple yet most important supply and demand chain law. Without a strict regulation for piracy as Malaysia, the user will not be bothered by it as there is no action taken against the user. If you ask me, users will always have the option to choose, and humans will choose whichever gives them the best deals.
Over to Twitter, Arvin. I know we have a message over there.
Yeah, so this comes from Zulkifli, who says, I'm a content creator myself, so I have no interest in pirate platforms. If you want, you can find legit content. I watch my favorite shows like Game of Thrones, Barry, Walking Dead, Uncensored on Astro VOD, so there, along with Netflix and Prime, I'm a happy camper.
There you go.
So again, solutions to the problem.
All right, another one from WhatsApp. It's unfair that you have to go after landlords, as we wouldn't be able to control when the tenant uses a mobile hotspot to power up their Android box and stream illegal content. Do we need to have this in our tenancy agreement as well?
I do know that in some countries it is part of the tenancy agreement. I think in the UK they started rolling it out last year. I think in the US they've also got some of this on their tenancy agreements in certain states anyway.
Yeah. Another one here, is the government going to also ban Android TVs or legal Android boxes like NVIDIA, Shield or Mi Box? Because you can still download APK apps on open source, which are not legal, like Free IPTV or Kodi.
That's a very good point. And also, you know, we are hand in glove with Huawei and some of the other chip makers who actually provide the chips that go into these Android boxes as well. We're supposed to be being friendly with them right now. The US are not being friendly, but we're trying to be friendly. Mm-hmm. If you ban these Android boxes, that's going to be a big kick in the... You know, right.
Yeah, another one here from Jason, who says, I think he's also using that whole coffee analogy. It's all about the perception of value. Starbucks coffee isn't that great. It's how people perceive value as social validation.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Right. We should probably move on for a little bit, but do keep your thoughts coming in. It's a very hot potato topic, of course, right now. We'd like to talk about this. Story number two, then. Brace yourselves. Hashtag gene bragging. What on earth is this?
Well, it's basically the next squad goals. Hashtag squad goals.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
It's like people sharing snaps of their really good-looking grandma or grandpa that's aged well, or their mom and their dad. And then, can you see the family resemblance? And then hashtag family goals. But it's basically... gene bragging. And this is coming to...
That's all that Instagram is anyway.
It's true, you know. This is coming to an Instagram feed near you. In summer 2019 is when we can expect its premiere. It's already happening, if you ask me. Basically, look out for glamorous, photogenic, aspirational, or related photos of people, you know, talking about their family members. And who are doing these things? They're called the gene braggarts. Yeah, so this
sure.
is...
sure they are.
This is an article that I picked up on The Guardian, and it's...
The Guardian?
Yes, and it's entitled Gene Bragging, Why Glamorous Mothers Are All Over Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, and so basically, what are we actually talking about? We're talking about this being a trend, a new Instagram trend. Like I mentioned earlier, it's the new squad goals. And, you know, squad goals was a hashtag commonly used for taking photos of you and your friends, possibly dressed in matching outfits or looking really good. And it's just another excuse to post a nice photo, I guess.
So Frida and Adeline then.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble, Rich.
I always have.
So it's basically a new fondness of posting lovely photos of one's glamorous parents, children or grandparents while on holiday in exotic locations or whatever.
The amount of people that are left out of this is really shocking numbers.
So, I don't know.
If you win the gene lottery and your parents have also been winners of the gene lottery, you are allowed to post hashtag gene bragging.
No. So this is what you don't do because you want it to be natural, right? But this it is gene bragging, but you don't hashtag gene bragging because that's just besides the purpose. It's like, no.
Oh, I see.
You just want people to feel like, oh, you know, you have great genes, but you don't have to hashtag gene bragging, lah.
So we don't hashtag it.
No, you don't hashtag it.
Now you're confusing
us. Okay. But it's like inadvertently telling you that I have beautiful genes and I have beautiful parents, I have beautiful grandparents, and hence I am beautiful.
So an example of that would be Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
I got it.
And you know, for people who just post stuff like, you know, here's my hot grandma sipping Prosecco while bungee jumping and doing some crazy thing. And yeah, and look how she looks like she's 50 when actually she's 80. And you know, so that's going to be future me.
So if I go to Instagram and then I see a bunch of pictures with people's families all of a sudden, I should know what's going on. Like, oh, okay. So it's not because you wanted to put your family in the picture. Mm. It's because you want to get on this trend. Mm. So now instead of seeing a lot of selfies, you're going to see a lot of like group shots of people and they are like grandmas and moms and dads. Good looking grandmas and moms and dads. And you have to suspiciously go like, why is this here?
Why is this suddenly popping up in my
feed? Why is it all of a sudden a family album?
It's not something that's new, honestly. I mean, they say that this is like the trend for summer 2019, but it's been around like forever. Haven't you seen people posting stuff and like saying things like, I got it from my mama? You know, like hashtag, I got it from my mama. You've seen that before, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to be the new one.
Is there a hashtag associated with this?
No, there isn't. But, you know, look out for things like family goals or like great genes and things like that. But they're all...
Glam.
Gene braggarts.
There you go.
Friday Millennial PSA.
Yes, there you go.
Don't be a gene braggart. We can tell better.
Folks, we are discussing whether or not, as a homeowner, you should be held accountable for digital piracy. This is because we read a story appeared in the Star about how the...
Finas,
I was going to find the right... title for him. Chairman, of course, of Finas, Datuk Hans Isaac, has said he's putting a paper together to propose that the owner of the house is responsible for the use of illegal Android boxes. He said that yesterday. It doesn't matter if the person is renting the house to another person who bought the device. I think that is something we're a little bit concerned about.
Yeah, we've got plenty of messages still coming in. This one here says on WhatsApp, it's a good step to fight the piracy, but it's not fair to chase the owner who is not using it. Another historically issue will be enforcement, of course.
All right.
Yes. We have a message on Twitter from Up41 who says, digital piracy can be done using devices as small as a phone, so even authorities with resources would not want to go down that road. What about the rights of individuals? Must be an idea from VVIP. Piece with, you know, stringless title or just, you know, not understanding how the piracy works in the first place.
I love how you completely omitted the last part of that.
That was the interesting part of the tweet and you didn't say it. I'll say it. Must be an idea from a VVIP with a string of titles behind their names. There you go.
Yeah, we have another one here. I think Chris kind of agrees with you, Richard, and he says banning consumer products is near impossible. Why ban Android boxes and not laptop and PCs also capable of being used to consume the same content?
There you go. Right, keep those messages coming in, folks. A quick update on the poll, please. Where are we on that?
We are, let me refresh. We are at 45 yes, 42 no, and 13 never heard of it.
That's if you used or have thought of buying an Android TV box. Do keep voting on that, folks. We'd like to have a wrap-up, of course, of the numbers before the end of the show. We're going to take a short break with some music coming up from the Beach Boys with Surfing Safari. Topic of the day, these are not the Androids you're looking for. Should the home homeowner be responsible for illegal use of an Android box at home? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.